kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang iba ko yung center na mo, isulod ng saka na ang mga tao sa babaw sa asuk. Para lang masarbat.
Because of the scope of shall we say problem areas that has been hit by Tino and will be hit by Uwan, there was a proposal from the NDRMC which I approved that we will declare a national calamity.
Ito ang laman ng balita sa Pilipinas na nagpaantig sa puso ng maraming Filipino dito sa Australia. Kaya naman agad nagsagawa ng kani-kanilang donation drive ang nurse na taga Baguio City na si Harriet Donato, na ngayon naninirahan sa Melbourne, ay personal na humingi ng tulong sa social media at marami naman ang tumugon.
Seeing the news and like the videos, And it's just like, you know, empathy. You put yourself in that position and you just try to imagine na like isang araw you lose everything, and then it just heartbreaking para, you know, parang imagine mo paano babangon or paano magsisimula ulit from like these kinds of disasters. So I just thought na, you know, maybe if we're fortunate enough to just lend a hand in the simplest way that we can.
Nakipag-ugnayan din siya sa mga kumpanyang magpapadala ng balikbayan boxes sa Pilipinas.
I just took a chance, to be honest. Parang last week lang ito. I think the idea just came like Thursday last week. Like just seeing the news of what happened sa Cebu, tapos sa Negros Occidental, and just being devastated, like seeing the videos of how many families have lost their homes, their properties, and their loved ones. So parang I just thought of, basically started na I've got some, you know, pinaglumaan na damit nung baby ko. If only I can send them. And I just took a chance, sent an email to Shenville, and they've kindly and generously offered to send donations if I, you know, put up a donation drive and they can deliver the donations for free. So the target one is Cebu and Negros Occidental, actually. What I did was tried to get in touch with yung mga alam kong nag-facilitate ng donations or charity works doon sa mga nasalanta ng bagyo. So I came across yung Caritas Cebu, which I think is part of the Catholic Church. So I've called them and they were willing enough, kasi yung mga donation is syempre by shipment pa, by shipment, so it'll take about 8 weeks to deliver. So by January na. So I contacted muna like universities, tapos yung Caritas nga, if they're still willing to, you know, facilitate the acceptance and then facilitate yung delivery nung or distribution ng mga donations na matatanggap, and they were happy enough to do that even if it's already January.
Maliban sa damit ng anak, mga pinamiling gamit, maraming kababayan ang tumulong para makakolekta ng donasyon. Sa katunayan, naipadala na nila ang first batch na donasyon.
Basically, ang tinatanggap lang namin is in-kind donations. Like I think just a couple na may nag-send lang sa akin ng monetary amount, and then we brought like binili po namin ng mga dental kits, like toothbrushes and toothpastes and like mga soap, bath soaps. Mm-hmm. But basically in-kind po. 9 boxes po. So total ng 6 boxes from all yung mga bits and pieces na dinonate namin, like the donations na natanggap namin na we've packed. And then meron din po si Miss Amphil, like a Filipino immigrant din po siya na nakita niya rin lang yung post ko, but I think she's been doing it for a while. Tapos sabi niya, actually, I was wondering the same thing. Tapos ready na siya actually. Like sabi niya, I've got 3 boxes, you know, filled with blankets and stuff. Kasi I think taga Visayas din siya. So she's got contacts of how bad it is on the ground.
Dahil unang pagkakataon din itong gumawa ng donation drive, buong puso ang kanyang pasasalamat sa mga tumulong at tumugon sa panawagan.
Parang nag-align lang yung mga tao na na-meet ko na, you know, they are also willing to help. Tapos, you know, we're just bringing our actions together towards the same cause and purpose. Pumayag naman po yung Shenville. Hindi lang sila naging willing to deliver the donations. Pero sabi ni Miss Daisy po, pwedeng gamitin yung warehouse nila as a drop-off point sa mga donations. So, which is a Deer Park, which is a bit far. Tapos sa my southeast, in-offer ko na lang po yung dito sa bahay namin para mag-drop off ng mga donations. And then kami na po ang nagdala doon, tapos nag-pack sa warehouse ng Shenville.
Kaya ibinahagi nito ang kanyang saloobin sa mga nangyayaring kalamidad.
In times like this, I hope na we continue to look after each other. I feel like we're living in a world, like in a society now na, especially sa atin, na it's just very sad, pero like corruption is seen as a normal thing. Scamming others is rampant. I feel like we just need to be a bit more kind to each other and look after each other. Yun lang. Like, just make a noise cliche, but in our own ways, I hope that each and every one of us can try to make the world a better place, I suppose.
Samantala, gustong ipaabot ng tubong Camotes Island sa probinsya ng Cebu na si June Salazar at kasalukuyang presidente ng grupong Visayan Association of Australia Incorporated at Philippine-Australian Global Alliance for Service and Advocacy o Pag-asa na tumatanggap ang kanilang grupo ng donasyon para sa mga kababayan sa Cebu. Kwento ni Salazar, ilang boxes na sa Pilipinas ang kanilang naipadala at mismong sila ang mamimigay sa susunod na 2 buwan sa mga biktima.
Actually, we are very lucky to have connected with the Clothesline. Clothesline Incorporated, this is the charity organization that receives all donated items from different stores na mga hindi na nabibinta nila. So there are brand new items na hindi na nabibinta.
Oo. Ano?
Tapos dinonate nila dito sa Clothesline Incorporated. Since we are linked with them, yun, doon lahat yung nagagaling sa kanila.
Plano din nilang magsagawa ng concert for a cause dito sa bansa para dagdag tulong sa pagsisimulang muli ng mga kababayan.
During this fiesta nga sa Birhen sa Rigla, we'll be doing some bucket collections of these type 1 victims. So that is a start, but I'm also with PAGASA, which is the Philippine-Australian Global Alliance for Service and Advocacy. Now we will appeal for financial donations in the coming weeks. We're actually thinking of organizing yung parang concert, all-star concerts para dito. Hopefully, this will be materialized in December. If not, it will be around January next year.
Okay.
So parang all-star concert, yung mga local talents natin, we will group them together. We do that for the type of victims.
Nagpapasalamat din siya sa mga nauna ng tumulong at muli itong nanawagan na makipag-ugnayan sa kanilang grupo para mas marami ang matutulungan.
Mayroon yung isa, very touching, yung isang pensioner tumawag sa akin na he witnessed the devastation doon sa Cebu.
Mm-hmm.
And sabi niya, I'm a pensioner but I want to donate $50 sa para ipadala doon.
Mm-hmm.
So siya mismo pumunta sa bangko kasi hindi siya marunong transfer. Sabi niya, I will go to the bank and give my $50. Yeah, there was a pensioner here in Australia, even Filipino, ibang nationality.
Aktibo namang nanghihikayat at nangungulekta ng mga donasyon ang presidente ng Filipino-Australian Association of the Northern Territory na si Emcil Wheels. Aminado ito, marami sa kanyang mga kababayan sa Old Escalante sa Negros Occidental ang apektado din. Pero mas kailangan ng karatig na mga lugar ang kanilang tulong. Sa katunayan, nitong nakaraang mga araw, nagtipon-tipon na sila sa Darwin para sa fundraising at donasyon.
Magkatabi lang namin yung Bogo, yung lahat ng mga areas na tamaan ng lindol. Nasa likod lang kami noon. Tapos 2 weeks or 3 weeks after, nag-category 4 din kami, kasama ng North Cebu. So, mahirap sabihin na malungkot. Siyempre malungkot yung mga tao, pero alam mo yung resilience ng Filipino. Kasi nasa utak natin, bring it on, you know, whatever it is. Kasi it happens every year, parang nakasanayan na natin na ganun. Hindi mo maramdaman na may nagre-reklamo. Hindi mo maramdaman na naghihirap sila kasi nga natanggal yung mga bubong. Pero I think the, a lot of the people in Escalante are very positive about, you know what, andyan na yan, let's just fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun kami mag-isip eh. Ganun kami pinalaki sa, hindi lang sa pamilya ko, yung buong Old Escalante, halos magkapareho yung mindset naming lahat. Lahat ng Filipino, marunong tayong maghanap ng happiness kahit ano pa yan.
Dagdag pa ni Wills, dahil 15 taon na ito nang makarating sa Australia taong 1999. Ramdam niya ang pinagdadaanan ng mga kababayan, lalo't noong kanyang kabataan, payak ang kanilang pamumuhay at naranasan din ang maraming kalamidad. Inamin din nito, marami ang nangangailangan sa Pilipinas. Pero sa ngayon, target nilang maunang maihahatid ang tulong para sa mga sanggol at maliliit na bata.
I think every part of the Philippines is affected. Every Filipino around the world has been affected, right? I mean, you had two earthquakes, Central Philippines and Southern Philippines, and then you had the typhoons Category 4 sa Central Philippines, and then the last one, Typhoon Uwan, doon naman sa North Philippines. So feeling ko, ay, North to South, lahat tayo affected. But no. I think we're going to target Cebu. May mga members tayo sa community natin na talagang personal na nangangailangan sa mismong barrio nila. Meron din nag-email sa akin na kailangan nila, they're focusing on looking after the little babies and the little toddlers kasi nga walang damit, walang lahat ng damit, sira, mga nappy, mga diapers. And now we are actually targeting, I think the kids and the toddler focus is good, is better. We have sponsorship from freight companies. I've got 5 boxes already, and they're going to sponsor 5 boxes for us to send the nappies or whatever necessities for the babies.
Dahil ika nga, mas marami ang natutulungan kung magtutulungan. Kaya magkakaroon naman ng garage sale ang Wagga Wagga Society of the Holy Child Jesus para sa biktima ng bagyo. Isang masquerade fundraising night naman ang gaganapin sa Miari, Western Australia. Sa ulat ng National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Council, higit 200 na ang namatay, habang higit 100 naman ang nawawala dahil sa bagyong Tino. 27 naman ang patay sa bagyong Yuan at 2 ang missing. Sa inisyal na ulat, tinatayang aabot sa 2.8 bilyon pesos ang kabuuang damyo sa agrikultura at infrastruktura ng bansa. At dahil sa sunod-sunod na kalamidad na naranasan ng Pilipinas, may pahabol na mensahe ang presidente ng Filipino-Australian Association of the Northern Territory.
If an organization, a Filipino organization in their state is organizing something, I think it's great to attend and support and show unity. Kasi lahat naman tayo, magdasal tayong sabay-sabay, mag-fundraise tayo ng sabay-sabay. Let us support each other because we are the top 5 biggest migrant communities in Australia. We are strong, stronger together.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.